escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great hump day. I got to tell you, Mike, that Louis Riddick.
I saw this.
ESPN's own. He has been in personnel for a very long time. As a matter of fact, he was a guy that was a candidate to become a general manager in the National Football League and then realized that TV money was too easy. Nevertheless, Louis Riddick's bold prediction for 2025. Somebody just sent this to us. They said, guys, have you seen this? The answer is no, but I'm bringing it to you because this is good for us. He is saying James Pierce Jr. is going to lead the NFL in sacks. Now, look. That is what I call a bold and fearless prediction.
Yes, all right? Sir.
And we're going to give you our bold and fearless as we get closer to the start of the season next week. But if that happens, then not only did they get it right, not only did they make the right trade to get back into the first round and get James Pierce Jr., but, Mike, it also says
that he's better than Jalen Walker.
Well, I'm not even going to worry about that just yet because I don't know how Jalen Walker is going to be utilized in Ulbrich's defense. I can't tell you that I think James Pierce Jr. is going to have an impact. Now, I won't go maybe as far as Louis Riddick just took it.
Leads the NFL in sacks.
How about them apples? But, I mean, we've been gushing about James Pierce Jr. from day one. He's stuck out. He's been conspicuous with his playmaking, with his attitude, with his edge, with his swagger. And again, I know that ESPN left him off their list of, I guess, a defensive stat guys for the preseason. Well, hell, he wasn't on the field very much at all, was he?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
So I don't know how you can quantify it, but I'm excited. I'm not prepared to say that Jalen Walker is going to take a backseat to anybody just yet, but we have been able to talk about Pierce because we've seen Pierce. We haven't seen Jalen yet.
Yeah, look, I think if this plays out, and who knows, it's a bold prediction, and I love it because, again, it brings attention to our Falcons, and this is something we need. I've said this to you guys over the years. Who are defensive stars? What city can you walk down the street on the main areas of that city and go, hey, do you know this player? And they go, yeah, that's a Falcons defensive player. And it's been a long time. Jesse Bates became that guy when we got him as a free agent, but we haven't had those name brands. So to get this kind of pub, whether it comes from Louis Riddick or whoever, guys, it's good because people are like, well, who's James Pierce Jr.? What's this dude playing with the Falcons? Let's hope that he lives up to this. To say he's going to lead the league in sacks, that's saying a lot. There are a lot of good players on the defensive side that are getting after the quarterback. There are a lot of guys who got paid, and there are a lot of guys, Mike, who want to get paid.
Right.
And James Pierce is in his rookie season. But for me, it just screams like this is the kind of stuff that people are going to be talking about as this team gets ready for the start of the season.
And we're going to have a topic we're going to get into today, and it's something we kind of touched on a little bit yesterday. As we hope the offense finds its way, I don't know, you know, make a mountain out of a molehill, but it's a pretty good-sized molehill, what we got going on at right tackle right now. We added some depth. We'll talk about that. But we may have to lean on the defense at times, certainly in those first five games of the season.
Well, so here's what's crazy, right? The offense we think can be potent. Michael Penix said as much. We should be one of the best offenses in the league. But with the injuries that we're fighting right now and the uncertainty, okay? Right now, there's some gray area right now with this offense. Darnell Mooney, gray. Tackle, right tackle, gray area. Until we figure that out and know exactly what that's going to look like, Mike, yeah, we got to get stops. We got to get turnovers. And I do think to a certain degree, look, I don't think we're shutting anybody out. This is the NFL in 2025. But I do think that we should be looking at this defense as improved. They spent a lot of money on it, and they drafted defense. I think you got to say, hey, if this defense can carry its weight, then yeah, we'll be in games. But I think they got to be really good to start the season.
Right on, man. And I know that James Pierce Jr. gets people fired up. Guys are hitting him on the text line. Here, guys, there you go, Carl, throwing Jalen Walker under the bus.
Well, I'm just saying, if this brother leads the league in sacks, what are you guys going to tell me?
Yeah, we were all excited about it. It's funny because the thing is, you know, we've had this conversation off there. You know what? Why have secrets with our audience, Carl? I'll just bring it out there.
Go.
I don't know if the Falcons wouldn't have drafted Pierce at 15.
Ooh.
And I do think that, you know, they had to take Jalen because of the value, first of all. You know, that's something that every general manager talks about.
Okay.
You know, best athlete available. But I do think that's why, I mean, you go back and watch, if you still have it on your DVR from draft night, they took it to the limit, used almost all that time on the clock before they finally pulled the trigger. So
you're saying there was some additional pressure because he's a dog?
I think there was something in the room about that. I think that Arthur Blank probably, I'm not saying Arthur was meddling. I'm not a meddler, but I mean, this guy was a gift from the gods. It's just we haven't been able to see this gift out there on the field just yet. That's it. So that's all. Because every time we go down this road, guys react one way or the other. Guys go, aw, and dog fans get irked. But I mean, you got to listen to what Carl is saying. We're not saying he can't do it. We're just telling you right now, there's a lot of juice for James Pierce Jr. because he's been out there He's been producing, and Jalen hasn't, so he hasn't.
That's it. And by the way, nobody around the league is saying this about Jalen Walker because they're not sure what to expect as the season gets underway because he's been ailing, guys, because he's been fighting off some things. It's just what it is. But I got to say this. Like, if we this is how we should be talking about Jalen Walker.
Both guys.
Okay?
Correct. Both.
And so
both.
When we talk about one guy, it's not disrespecting the other. To be honest, we need both to be dogs. Pardon the pun. We need both to be killers. You know how I feel. But, yeah, I just like if we get through three games, Mike, and all of a sudden Pierce has got five or six sacks, and y'all are like, man, he's better than we thought.
Be a dog.
Yes. Not a cat. Meow. Be a dog.
We need more dogs.
Then you can't say anything except, okay, he's living up to the expectation. I hope, Mike, we're saying that about Jalen Walker. And I'm glad you shared that, by the way, because I agree with you. And look, I'm not saying he was the wrong pick because that's ridiculous.
But they were in love with James Pierce Jr. and they would have probably gotten a lot of heat for taking him at 15. But now, You know, they got heat for taking him 27th and moving a first rounder. Now everyone's taking notice of him. And look, Lewis, as you said, Lewis Riddick knows what he's talking about. I think he's one of the few guys on ESPN. I agree. Respect and agree with his takes.
Yes,
because he's been there. So this is interesting to hear the kind of buzz that's apparently making its way around the league about what James Pierce Jr. may be.
All right, 404-726-0929. That is a bold and fearless, as I like to say, and we'll get into some of those because you have to project sometimes and say, this is what I believe. Like, for example, I've given you guys this. Michael Penix, 4,000 yards. But now I got to tell you, that's only if Darnell Mooney's going to be out there consistently, Mike. That's only if Kyle Pitts is doing his job to the expectation that we think. I think Drake's going to be a 1,000-yard guy. But that's a bold and fearless, and I've said this. If he throws for 4,000 yards, guys, we're in the playoffs.
Right. Now, Darnell can't be a 1,000-yard receiver if he's not going to play the whole season, you know, unless he's got some really monster 200-yard type games, because last year he came up just short because of a concussion. Also, Kirk Cousins couldn't get anybody to the rock for about 4 weeks. But Darnell Mooney, we were on pace to have 2,000-yard receivers. But unfortunately, you know, again, we know the circumstances. This year, I'm still concerned. We looked at the roster yesterday. We'll get more in-depth on it for guys who missed the end of yesterday's show. You and I were talking about 7 wide receivers is a warning sign that some of the receivers are not healthy. You don't take 7 wide receivers. Now, again, this is the – Josh Kendall had a really good article yesterday in The Athletic. I know for some it's behind a paywall and everybody reads it. But in essence, it was kind of parroting what you and I were talking about – there's got to be something up with Mooney and Kadarrell Hodge and to a maybe lesser extent, Ray McCloud, that you've got seven wide receivers to start the season on the roster.
Yeah, look, I think it's the look over here while we do whatever we need to do over here. It is an illusion. There is something going on. And to our point, we can't put our finger on it because, again, they won't be up front and honest about it. But that's not the norm, guys. And if everybody was healthy, I guarantee you right now we wouldn't have seven receivers. We'd have the number probably that most teams carry is five because a lot of these guys cross over again, you know, and you're talking about special teams and whatnot. Either way, I agree, Mike, 200%. I was laughing because a guy just hit me up. He said, I hear you, Bell. You saying they would have caught crap if they didn't draft a dog.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I do think the tail was wagging the dog on draft night. I think, look, when you see Jalen Walker at 15, you know, look, you think they weren't taking phone calls? You think they weren't talking to people? I mean, it was, why else? Yes, I get it. You're always looking for an offer. You're looking to be blown away, right? And we were so close, and there were some things you always get that static from any, it could be any general manager, any sport. You don't know how close we were to doing something. Yeah, whatever. But I do think that there was some pause with Jalen just because they were in love with James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
And they said as much post-draft. So, meanwhile, and we'll get into this one in depth, yesterday we traded with Seattle for Michael Jarrell, a former six-round pick. We sent a seventh-rounder for him, and he's actually had some starts. Today, Carl, it's a tackle named Carter Warren. He's signing with the practice squad. He's a fourth-round pick in 2023. He got released Tuesday by the Jets. So I don't know Carter Warren from Adam, but it's a guy we picked up in depth.
Well, Mike, it's funny only because, first of all, the games haven't started, and we can continue to laugh right now. It won't be funny next week. Bring in the reinforcements. It is literally, who's available? Call him and get him down here immediately.
You're in danger, girl.
That's what this feels like.
This dude, now, he did play at a university like a Boston College. Pitt has got a great rep for offensive linemen from Jimbo Covert all the way through to Mark May and beyond. But anyway, you got a guy who started six games for the Jets, 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 Jets over his two seasons. So he'll start on the practice squad, but that's more depth. And we'll see if we found a diamond in the rough and somebody can restart his career here in Atlanta. We'll see.
Jeremy Fowler's not helping us either, by the way. You see the end of this post? Yeah. He puts out there, offensive tackle Carter Warren signing with the Falcons, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the post, he goes, Falcons badly need help, offensive tackle help due to the injuries.
Yeah, we do. Hey, no lie told.
But he's making, is this a desperate situation we're in?
It's critical.
It's a critical situation?
It's a dangerous situation.
It's a dangerous situation we're
in. You're putting Penix's life in danger.
What kind of danger?
Grave danger. Is there any other kind?
We're in danger. We're in critical
danger.
Grave danger right now.
From Antoine Staley, the Jets beat writer for the New York Daily News. The new guy they got, Carter Warren, struggled with pass protection at times, but he has experience at both tackle spots. He was low on the depth chart, which is why the Jets tried to trade him before he was released.
Okay. So why trade for someone you might just get on waivers?
Absolutely. And that's fine. It just feels this way, all right? It feels like, get the guy from Seattle. The kid from the Jets, hey, bring him in. That's what it feels like to me. And I'm not saying that this is all wrong. You've got to have some depth. But, boy, right. I mean, like, okay.
But the reality is, like, if you're going to get a guy who was released by a team, you know, which is trying to restart its offense again, now this time with Justin Fields, and he's not that good at pass protection, that's the kind of guys you're going to get. And if that's what the Jets writer feels about the guy, it's probably accurate. There's a reason he was out there. You know, I don't know what...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to get from Michael Gerald. I know he started some games for Seattle, so we'll see what he may be that guy. If first things first, I just hope Elijah Wilkinson can live up to this job.
He's going to get the job done.
All right, man.
I hope.
But it's if it's not desperate, it's not grave, it's serious.
Do you guys feel like this is desperate?
Well, you're desperate because...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.